This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin McCarthy joins us. He's the guy that does movie reviews for us.
Yep.
And on Fox 5 and Fox and Friends. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, JP. Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
What's up?
So you finally can officially talk about Ready Player One, because you've been hinting for weeks that it's the best movie of the year. You're going to give it a 5 out of 5. You finally can talk about it.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you guys, could I have your permission? And I know every single week I get like super nerdy or whatever, but like, could I have your permission to just get a little extra nerdy today in regards to some of the filmmaking stuff? Because I found just what Spielberg did here technologically, advancing virtual reality, just it blew my mind.
So it's fine. I'll keep it concise. We'll allow that. We may mock you for it, but we'll allow
that. Why don't you give us a general overview of the movie? I think that there's a lot of nostalgia in this movie, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, JP. It's very nostalgic. The whole point of the film is that it's a kind of like a pop culture nostalgia element. That's kind of like the surface, the sprinkles that got to go on top of the ice cream of what this movie really is. And the concept here, Ernest Cline wrote a novel, and it takes place in 2045, and Wade Watts is the lead character of the story, and he's played by Ty Sheridan in the movie. He was in a movie called Mud with Matthew McConaughey a couple years ago. Jason, I don't know if you saw that.
Did not.
Amazing actor. He's a great actor. But so the concept is, people in 2045 don't want to live in the real world. They want to live in this virtual reality world called the Oasis. And in the Oasis, you can do whatever you want, be whoever you want, look like whoever you want. And it's kind of one of those things where, like, we're disconnecting from reality and not really kind of having FaceTime with people. So the contest, there's a contest in the film. The guy who created the Oasis is named James Halliday. He's played by Mark Rylance. Mark Rylance won the Oscar for Bridge of Spies, Spielberg's film, a few years back. And what he does is, before he passes away, he creates a contest that you have to collect 3 keys. And whoever gets to the 3rd key first and gets to the Easter egg within inside the Oasis, they will actually own the Oasis. Now, that might sound super nerdy, but in layman's terms...
Of course it does.
But here's the thing. In reality, here's what it all means. Oasis is worth over $500 billion. So if you own the Oasis, you own the world. You own the future.
That's so you're entering that world and you're trying to get an egg. And what is happening inside the world while you're trying to get the egg?
Yeah, so the Easter egg, it's like a metaphor element, but Easter eggs generally are things that people hide in movies or video games that people have to find. If you're super nerdy, you can look for things, and it's just called an Easter egg in general. But the contests are what kind of lead you there into winning the contest. Here's the cool thing, and this is the 2 only things I'll get to technically that I want to mention that I think are brilliant. So Spielberg, we all know, is on the forefront of technology. I mean, the guy, Jurassic Park, I mean, even the animatronic shark in Jaws, everything he's ever done has always been kind of like forefront of technology. Now, what they did was, there's 2 settings in this movie. There's the real world and the digital world of the Oasis. And what that means is the actors in real life were able to play their digital characters. They're called avatars. They do that through motion capture. So they wear dots all over their bodies and suits, and they're able to actually perform. So when you watch Ready Player One and you see a digital character on camera, that's a real person playing that person physically.
Gotcha.
Moving that exact motion. One other thing I want to mention. Because the Oasis is completely digital, how did the actors know what they were seeing? So VR goggles were created that Spielberg and the actors were able to wear prior to shooting their scenes, that they could walk around the environment and know where they were going to be physically when they shot that scene. So it's actually really insane how they pulled this off. And this is actually a movie that I recommend highly in 3D IMAX, only because when you enter the Oasis, the digital world, the depth of field in the 3D is beyond belief. And I've seen it 3 times now. Now, here's the question. After all, everything I've said, is the movie any good? It's absolutely mind-blowingly great for 2 reasons. One, it's not only a commentary on our society and on messages about social media and being on our phones and computers and not having that FaceTime. It's also a very fun film, action-packed. It's super well-directed. And every action scene you can see, one of the most frustrating things as a movie fan when you watch action movies is you can't see the action. It's all quick cuts and edits, and they're basically covering up for not choreographing an action scene correctly. Spielberg is the master at blocking action. Every scene is amazing. There's literally a shot in the movie where a T-Rex and King Kong are chasing a DeLorean. So, JP, you started off the segment asking me about pop culture and nostalgia. That's the whole movie. I mean, the whole movie, right, is basically there's references to Back to the Future. There's Star Wars. The book is all based on 80s pop culture. So there's like the soundtrack, Jason, Van Halen opens the movie. It's all 80s and 90s music. It's really, really cool.
I saw there was, I don't remember what character it was. I'm just going to throw this out there and not say it was like they wanted to put Donkey Kong in the movie and they had to actually create something different. I forget it wasn't Donkey Kong, but there
it's
was
the
somebody.
Iron Giant.
There you go. The Iron Giant didn't release their rights.
Right. So that's the crazy part about this movie. And like people, this is kind of behind the scenes stuff, but because he's Steven Spielberg, he could get the rights to a lot of things. But when you watch the movie, you're going to be wondering, how did they get the rights to Batman and Star Wars? And like, this is a Warner Brothers movie. Movie studios have different rights to different things.
You're that nerd.
So yeah, the Iron Giant is the character you're referring to. I can't remember the one that they couldn't get. But when you watch the Iron Giant in the movie, that's there because they couldn't get the right to another character.
Because I'm nerdy, so I think, actually, Kevin, I think I know the one they couldn't get was, I think it was Ultraman.
Yes, that's it. It was Ultraman.
I used to watch it, full disclosure, because I watched that as a kid.
I did too.
I saw a blurb about that in the news this week.
Yeah,
that's amazing that you know that. Yeah, I mean, like, I think you guys, see, here's the thing. You'll look at this trailer, and I know you guys don't like nerdy stuff specifically, but the trailer is very, very heavy on that nerd element. But every one of you in that room is going to know something in this movie.
I will probably love this movie. If it touches all of the 80s and 90s nostalgia, I'm in. I'm all in.
Is there any emotional development in this movie? Will we care about the characters?
That's the best part. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the film, at the beginning of the interview, is that since the actors are playing the characters through motion capture in the actual Oasis, everything feels real. So every time you're on a character's face during an emotional scene, Ty Sheridan and Olivia Cooke play the lead characters in the film. They have a romance. You feel every element of it. The villain, Ben Mendelsohn, who plays Nolan Sorrento, is amazing. Now, I read the book. So a couple things people are asking me is, do you need to read the book before watching the film? Not really. The book itself is actually the same shell of the movie, but the movie is a different experience. So to me, you do not need to read the book, but it actually, to me, it's better than the book.
What rated is the movie?
Oh, it's a 5. He's giving it a 5.
No, not that. I mean, like, is it a PG-13? Is it an R? What is it?
Yeah, it's PG-13. If I was a kid, if I was like 11 or 12 years old, this would be like the greatest thing of all time. It's such a cool experience. And when you actually dive into the Oasis in 3D, it's mind-blowing. It's also Steven Spielberg. I mean, like, Bo, by the way, Back to the Future. So we all love Back to the Future. The guy who did the music for this movie is named Alan Silvestri. And this is kind of crazy. Spielberg, in his entire career, theatrically, has only ever worked without John Williams 3 times. So John Williams, probably one of the greatest composers of all time.
He did
E.T., Jaws, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones. But so crazy thing is Color Purple was done by Quincy Jones, and then Bridge of Spies was Thomas Newman. This is Alan Silvestri, and here's why. Alan Silvestri did the score for Back to the Future. So when you're watching Ready Player One, you're going to hear Back to the Future music while the DeLorean's kind of playing around. It is just crazy to see that. And when you watch a T-Rex and King Kong chasing the DeLorean, that's all I need in my life. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
and I think people were a little worried about this movie because it's super CG heavy, but it doesn't feel that way because Spielberg is a master.
I don't know. I mean, I know you love the movie. You're giving it a 5. I just can't get into it. Just based on the trailer, I can't get into it.
Jason,
like you said,
it's
CGI heavy. I just can't get into that.
But the CG works because people are playing those people. So, like, it's not just animation for animation's sake. You actually genuinely feel a person's presence under that character. And I think it's interesting because the movie is about virtual reality, so it lends itself to have that animation in it. But I will say this. When you jump into the Oasis for the first time, like, it's like I've never seen or experienced anything like it. And I know this sounds cliche to say as a movie reviewer, and a lot of people say this all the time. It's like a roller coaster ride. But I saw it for the third time the other night, and there's the first contest, which is a big, gigantic racing sequence with the DeLorean. And when I saw it in IMAX 3D over at Lockheed Martin, I was just like, It was as if I just got off a roller coaster and I wanted to jump back on the ride again and do that same scene one more time. It was like,
when they jump into the Oasis, are they playing Supersonic?
I'm trying to figure out if there's a Sonic reference in there. Chucky, there's a Chucky reference.
He was the following.
Was Noel Gallagher in the movie?
He didn't follow Jason's joke.
All right, so you're giving it a Sonic, 5.
It's a 5 out of 5, no question. And I'm looking at your Rotten Tomatoes score right now. I mean, like, you guys know how I feel about that. But I think the film, it's interesting. People are going in and they're going, I'm much more surprised about this than I thought it was going to be. Jason,
yeah.
I will make you a deal right now. I'll make you a deal. If you go see the movie and you don't like it,
I'll
PayPal you your money back.
Because I have a PayPal.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll Venmo you. I'll double your ticket price.
Yeah, because I have a Venmo account too. I have all of that.
You'll have to write an actual
check. That's pretty funny.
Hey, Kevin, have you seen, I know you can't review it yet, but have you seen A Quiet Place yet?
No, and I've heard it's amazing. So I'm seeing Monday night in D.C. John Krasinski directed that movie. Yes. Emily Blunt is in the movie as well. They're married in real life. From what I understand, it's extremely intense, very simple, but also very fun and also scary beyond belief. Yeah. I haven't heard people talk about a horror movie like this since Get Out.
So make sure you text me after you see it.
Yeah, I see it Monday night at like 7 something. You want to come?
Monday night, 7 o'clock.
The NCAA tournament championship game.
I'll be in my bed waiting for the tip-off. No, I'll wait till I can see it on a Tuesday afternoon.
But Jason, think to yourself, what's more important, basketball or friendship? I mean, I think friendship is way more important than basketball. We both know that.
Actually, it's probably on Monday night, it's basketball. All right, thank you.
Jason, if you see it, I'll pay you back.
I got you.
By the way, I just looked up A Quiet Place on Rotten Tomatoes. 33 reviews.
33 likies.
33 fresh.
I know, that's supposed to be really good.
Ooh, it looks very scary.
Have you seen the trailers for it?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks good.
Don't make a noise. Better not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do it. And I brought my son in here. About a year ago, we played Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader?
Right.
Which was Dylan against AWOD. And Dylan took him down. I believe the winning question was, what's the capital of Michigan? And that is where AWOD guessed it was Ann Arbor, spelled it A-N-N.
Right.
Or no, he spelled it A-N.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's Lansing. So Dylan took him down, Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader? And today, since we had prizes to give away, and Dylan's joining me because his sister is visiting University of Maryland. And hopefully it goes well. She's visiting it with her mom. And she'll maybe choose Maryland. She got into NYU, and I'll be broke if she goes to NYU. We're
saving JP Flame a lot of ducats.
Yes. So congratulations for getting into NYU, but it costs a lot of money. We figured maybe we'd do some sort of rematch. Now, it's not going to be Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Dylan's a fifth grader. But AWOD, come on in here. We're going to do tournament trivia, and here's the way it's going to work.
Matching wits with AWOD.
We're going to make it hard. We'll throw out a tournament question, and then listeners will have to bet on Dylan and AWOD. Okay, they have to get both aspects right. They have to bet on whether Dylan gets it right or wrong,
yeah,
and whether AWOD gets it right or wrong. We'll reveal the answers, and if they match up, then they'll win the prize. So it's kind of a two-part game. Well, get it?
Dylan's already winning the shirt game. I mean, look at that
shirt.
Horrible, old,
that
promo,
looks terrible.
Wrinkled,
turn his mic on.
Mess you're wearing.
When is the last time you've ironed?
I iron button-up shirts like every Friday, but a t-shirt, I just throw it on.
What's on tap tonight?
It's Friday, Rick.
In your life?
last night I went out.
No, what's on tap for tonight?
Oh, for tonight? No, I'll take it easy tonight.
Oh, you are?
I'm still hungover.
Are you celebrating Passover tomorrow?
Still hungover.
Yeah, my mom's having a Seder.
Very nice.
You know, I'm going to find the Afikoman. You guys don't get that.
I don't get that reference. No.
All right, let's get to the game. Let's punch up our first contestant. I believe it's Mike and Tyson's.
No, he wants to talk Nas. Rich and Olney.
Okay.
Rich from my hood.
Richie.
Rich from Olney. What's up, Rich? Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Rich, what is the best prize you've ever won on this show?
Nats tickets.
You've won Nats tickets. Okay. Well, we have Nats home opener tickets on the line.
Yeah, we got more for you.
All right. You're going to bet on both of these guys. The first question, it's tournament trivia. All of it's going to be tournament trivia. You filled out a bracket, correct, Awad?
A movie bracket or an NCAA bracket?
NCAA bracket.
Yeah, I did.
He did. And Dylan, you filled out a bracket?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody knows the final four teams. Actually, I'm not sure if Awad knows the final four teams.
Yeah, I do. Loyola, Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, Kansas.
All right. I want you to write down the four teams that Michigan beat on the way to the final four.
Awad, okay. The next
cover
Seth
your
Davis.
Paper. And Rich, you're going to bet on whether Dylan gets them right and whether Awad gets them right. Michigan is the 3 seed. They face Loyola Chicago in the final four. By the way, Cakes and I will be hosting a semifinals viewing party at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor.
Correct.
They won 4 games on the way to the final.
I think I'm going to bring a 5-hour energy to that appearance.
I got plenty for you.
I know you do.
There's no way Awad's going to get Michigan's first round.
All right, so does Rich Maloney, does he have to match with both to win? Okay. I mean, Rich Maloney knows where the smart money is.
Well, hold on. Let these guys write some teams down here.
All right, Dylan, Awad's cover your paper once you're done. Because he may cheat.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him to play
Rich. I mean, first of all, it's two-part. So,
how many do you have so far, do you think?
My 11-year-old son, are you going to bet on him or against him? He has to name all 4 teams that Michigan beat on the way to the Final
By
Four.
By the way, not many people could do that.
I couldn't do it.
It would be tough.
I'm betting on him.
All right. And how about Adam Epstein, who's celebrating Passover tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right,
no shot.
You're betting on Dylan. You're betting against Awad. First, let's look at Awad's list.
My memory is so hazy right now. I wrote NC State, crossed it out, and then wrote Florida State.
All right,
they did beat Florida State to get to the Final Four.
So,
I'll give you help. They wanted the buzzer in one game. Do you know?
I don't remember we talked about this game.
Wagner.
No.
Oh, got the confidence.
It's a team in Texas.
Who did they beat
Texas,
at the buzzer?
A&M.
No.
They beat Houston.
They beat A&M, but not the
Dylan,
buzzer.
Reveal your paper to the cameras.
My paper was Montana, Houston, Texas A&M, Florida State.
Rich, you're a big winner.
Winner, 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 winner.
You win Nats tickets again, my friend, in the O-Town. You have a pair of tickets to the Nats home opener April 5th at Nats Park, brought to you by the proud partner of the Washington Nationals, Papa John's. Papa John's has great discounts every day. How about two large, two topping pizzas for $22. See all of the offers under specials at papajohns.com.
Dylan, do you know what seeds those teams were?
Michigan?
Well,
no,
Michigan's
the
a three.
They,
the teams they beat.
Montana was a 14. Houston was a 6.
How do you pronounce the big white guy on Michigan? Wagner.
Yeah. Why are you trying to show off? No, why are you trying to flex?
They don't teach that on Nickelodeon.
Hey.
Stop playing with Legos, all right? Look it up. Wagner.
Right? I love how he gets backed into a corner.
Of course, got to fire out.
Yeah,
man.
He just comes out swinging.
He's how canned to. Was that?
Against a fifth grader.
I don't know. It made me laugh, though.
All right, let's punch up the next contestant.
It's Craig in Alexandria.
What's up, Craig?
Craigie. What's up?
Hey, Juggie.
Craig. All right, you get the game. You got to bet on or against Dylan, on or against Awad, and you got to get both aspects correct.
Got it.
I mean, unless you're a total idiot, you know which way to bet here.
All right, so since you have a good memory of what happened in the last round.
Can I ask one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, the last round?
Well, no, it could be whatever you want.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. I think this is a fair question. Who did Purdue get beat by in the tournament in the second round?
So who took out the Boilermakers?
I mean, they were a 2 seed. You know, not a huge upset, but based on the seedings, it was.
And Craig, you're playing for Jay-Z and Beyonce tickets. They're appearing at FedEx Field this summer.
My son will be bitter. I'm not playing for Nats tickets.
All right, who are you betting
on? Oh, stop complaining.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, boo-hoo to you.
Hold up. Wait, Awad cheated. I just swear to God.
Come on, cheated. JP, you're a snitch.
You cheated.
Did he want
I saw him
what did
cheat.
Your son no, doesn't know how to cover his paper.
You
he hasn't passed
cheated.
Third grade.
Craig, who are you betting on and against? Your first answer is what your answer is. Because I don't even know if Dylan's right. Craig.
Well, I'm betting on Dylan, but if Awad cheated,
I'm in kind of a bind here. I would certainly bet against AWOS.
No, he wrote two teams down.
First answer is wrong. AWOS wrong.
Okay, so you're betting on Dylan against against AWOS. I actually am not sure. Purdue, who they beat. AWOS wrote Butler. And Dylan, what did you write?
Texas Tech.
Ooh, AWOS. So Butler was the first?
Yes.
He's right. They lost to Butler.
Oh!
No, they lost to Texas
Tech. No, I'm sorry. They lost to Texas Tech. They beat Butler.
Maybe Dylan should host the sports page.
Give him a shot. Did you see AWOS? He thought he was right with Butler.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I
bought. Does Craig win? Yes, Craig's a winner. You've got a pair of tickets to the second added show of Jay-Z and Beyonce's On the Run 2 tour, July 27th at FedEx Field. You can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
All right, we got one more to give?
Dylan, you know how to get through the ACT? You just got to get good with your eyes like I did there.
The same
get good, good with your eyes, yeah, silly grammar.
What's hilarious is he put Butler, right?
Yep.
And then he creeps over. I saw him, and he saw the Dylan wrote Texas Tech.
You're not a good cheater.
He immediately crossed out Butler, and he writes Texas Tech. And then when you said Butler was the answer, he got all excited and wanted credit for it.
You got to be more smoother than that.
Well, I got away with it. JP just caught me.
Yeah. So we got nothing else to give away?
That's it. Thank you, Dylan.
All right, good job.
Thank you, AWOS.
I have two words against him.
A wrinkle release. You might want to look at that option on the dryer.
Our next guest has some insight, maybe some ways you can profit off of said games. It's our friend Brandon Lang.
What's up, B-Lang? What's going on, bud?
What's up, boys?
Hey, Brandon. You know, we were mentioning, we have an appearance at MGM National Harbor tomorrow at a casino. Beyond sports gambling, what's the most money Brandon Lang has won at the casino?
Ooh, good question.
And in what game? Like blackjack, craps, whatever?
Wow, that's pretty good. Craps. We had a group of us back in the day, Denny Mason, God rest his soul. It was Matt Offick, who played point guard for Arizona, and Lute Olson. Vegas kids. So they were filming. Fox had an old gambling show, and they were filming at the Golden Nugget downtown. So we were filming while we're on this roll. And Denny had a roll going. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was hammered, and he could not miss. And he was hitting every number.
What property were you at?
Oh, we had probably on each number 5,000.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What casino?
Golden Nugget downtown.
Nugget.
But they were filming this. They were filming it, and he hit every number. We had every again. If you understand craps, the come out roll was a six. Next roll was an eight, so we put 5,000 on the eight. The next roll was a nine, 5,000 on the nine. We had every number covered. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing this interview, the stupid iRobot goes off to vacuum the floor. Nice job, Ken.
So funny.
So anyway.
I could hear it. That's so funny.
It's unbelievable. The thing's like a human. So we have every roll covered. We got 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. He goes on a 10-minute roll and hit every number at five dimes a number. We threw out there, just Matt goes, hard eight's coming. So we put a dime on hard eight. Denny throws a hard eight. It was filmed.
Right.
I think we totaled it up. It was over 100. It was 100.
It cost you a dime.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And just all of us, but it was filmed. And then they edited it and they actually aired it. And the crazy thing about it was the day before my birthday and I was with Ted Treba. Who's in town for a golf outing, and we wake up the next day, go to my mom's house, and she cooks her homemade pancakes, which Ted still says is they're the greatest ever, with the sour cream and the waffles.
Your waffles are pretty damn good, I have to say that.
Thank you. And then we went out and played Shadow Creek in the afternoon just for my birthday. So just an epic day.
Am I missing out? Am I being a bit of a travel rube? Because whenever I go to Vegas, and it's not a lot, but I've never gone to Fremont Street. I've never gone to, like, the old Vegas. I'm there with all the sterilized casinos that all look the same, like Aria, Bellagio, and, like, you know, spots like that. Should I be hitting up the old spots in Vegas to get the
Yeah, you should go downtown. They've done an unbelievable job with just to go up there and see it, just to go up there and see Fremont Station and see, you know, just pop into the Glitter Gulch and pay $32 for two drinks. But there's some pretty good talent in the Glitter Gulch. But anyway, you should at least go up there once, because there's not a strip bar that I didn't pull a stripper out of in Vegas. Every one of the top six I pulled one out of. Glitter Gulch, the blonde I pulled out of Glitter Gulch, though, she was epic.
When was that? What year was that?
Oh, this was, let me think now. She even came and watched me play slow pitch softball, and the guys were like, oh, she was the number one girl in there, and I had a night where my lines were rolling, and she says, you're funny, let's go out.
Right.
I mean, it was,
I'm guessing you hammered it real good that night.
99.
Yeah.
But I use the same line all the time, which was with believe you, so then they test you, and then you do that.
You can't really say that, legend. By the way. Yeah. We have boundaries here.
You can't say that.
Plus my 11-year-old
I can't say that. I didn't say anything bad.
That's too descriptive.
It's just descriptive, Brandon. That's all.
By the way, B-Lang is doing that
bad.
In 1999.
My bad.
I was saving my bank receipts because I was scared of the Y2K. scared of the Y2K crash. And meanwhile, B-Lang's two totally different lives.
We're not that far from you moving back out there, right? Is that going to happen in
June 12th, we'll be back out west.
Now, did you already buy your place out there? You already have your place?
I had a house there.
Oh, okay.
I always had my house there. What crushed me was when the Vegas housing market crashed, I had five other properties that wiped me out. Mm-hmm. I mean, big money I had invested, that's what wiped me out. That's what crushed me. But I had the one home that Kimmy and I lived in that when we moved to Jacksonville, my buddy just moved into it.
Okay.
Because he commutes from L.A. to Vegas, and he's in Vegas for like 3 days and L.A. for 4 days. And I'm like, so let's just pick up half the rent and stay in my house. So, and when I move back, you have to find a place.
You got a
he's
place.
Like, cool.
You got a place. All right, cool.
Yep.
All right,
so we're all good.
We got two games on Saturday. Let's start with the first one.
Well, first of all, let me just preface this breaking these down, that your boy here is on a tear.
Talk to me.
It's been pretty incredible. I'm 10 and 2 my last 12. Mm-hmm. I was.
Are these all college basketball?
All college basketball. Started a week ago Sunday when I had Clemson by 31 over Auburn, and then the Monday I had North Texas +2 at home beats Mercer by 28. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was Penn State going to Marquette winning outright. Wednesday was Illinois Chicago going to Austin Peay winning outright. Thursday was Michigan blowing out Texas A&M.
Those are CBI and CIT games.
Yeah, he doesn't miss a beat.
Friday was Texas Tech beating Purdue. Saturday was Illinois Loyola Chicago beating K-State. I went into Sunday looking for an 8th straight college winner. And if Wendell Carter can make a 2-foot jump hook with 36 seconds to go up 5, which he almost airballed, by the way.
I think he did airball it. Maybe hit a little bit of net.
He just grazed the front rim. His mom says college is a con. Mrs. Carter, I got news for you. Two words for you. D-League. Your boy is soft. You should get another tattoo. He should have went to Harvard, and he'll be a bust in the NBA just like Okafor. Monday, lost. I dropped a game Monday, but came back Tuesday with Utah over Western Kentucky. Wednesday, Illinois Chicago goes into Liberty +5, wins outright by 17. And then last night I thought was an absolute gift. Penn State, which was laying 4 to Utah.
Pummeled them.
If you read my analysis, it would have been a bigger play, but it didn't need to be just because they're not good. Regardless of the play, they're buying the streak. Penn State goes on the road and beats Notre Dame. They go on the road and beat Marquette. And they blow out a pretty good Mississippi State team. What'd Utah do? They beat Cal Davis at home, LSU at home, and an overrated St. Mary's. And then they beat a garbage Western Kentucky team. Penn State blew them out. So,
and they're the NIT champs. Congrats to
on a good roll. I like these games on Saturday.
All right, is there anything you can give us?
Loyola Chicago, Michigan.
Yep.
I don't think the ride's over. If you look at Michigan and the way they play, it plays into the strength of what Loyola Chicago does. Now, it's hard to go against Michigan when you see what they did against Texas A&M, but Bruce Weber said it best after the K-State game. He says, I couldn't believe how good they were defensively and how we couldn't get into our offensive set. Now, the Texas A&M game withstanding, This is still a Michigan team that scored 61 against Montana, 64 against Houston, and 58 against Florida State. Take the name off the jersey. Take Loyola Chicago off their jersey and just let your eye test tell you what you see. Miami's not a garbage team. Tennessee sure as hell isn't a garbage team. And I assure you, Nevada, every guy in their lineup was 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", and athletic. So I think it's a favorable matchup. And if I were to tell you right now, what team is the number one point spread team in college basketball this year that made people the most money if you bet on them every game?
I'm guessing it's Loyola.
Loyola Chicago, 23-9 against the spread this year. And with Cluster in the lineup, who, by the way, got a full ride to Iowa State, didn't play much. Richardson, his high school teammate since the first grade, they were teammates since like second grade basketball. Richardson said, you need to come here. That's how he ended up at Loyola. They're 23-1 with him in the lineup since December 2nd. I'm sorry. I'm going to take the 5.5.
And then on the other side, you've got 2-1 seeds, and it's a 5 again. It's the magic number, Villanova laying 5. When's the last time a 1 played a 1 and was given 5? It just seems like a big number.
That's telling you right there what Vegas thinks of Kansas. Oklahoma State lost at home in the NIT to Western Kentucky. That's the same Oklahoma State team. I think I had 150 dimer on Oklahoma State plus 3 over Kansas earlier this year. Oklahoma State was up 14 in the first half and led by 10 the entire second half, blew them out by 18.
Yep.
Kansas is not very good. And like I said, Coach K is so overrated. He really is. You're going to go to Grayson Allen twice on two straight possessions and get 4 free throws to get the lead. And on the most important possession of your entire season, you're going to go away from Grayson Allen and go to Wendell Carter? It made no sense whatsoever. Or we're handicapping Villanova and Duke, and I'm telling you it's a 25-point blowout because Villanova would have ran Duke off the floor. I'm still telling you that as poorly as Villanova played against West Virginia, and I got tired watching that game, just it was exhausting, they still won by double digits. And then against Texas Tech 2 days later, they were tired. They had no legs. The West Virginia game wore them out, and they played probably the worst offensive game of the year. And you look up, and they win by double digits. 32 of Villanova's 34 wins this year have been by 8 points or more. And their 4 losses, only one was by more than 3 points. They're so much better than Kansas. Kansas is so overrated. They shouldn't be here. Blowout, double digits.
So if Villanova plays Loyola in the championship Monday, what's the number?
10.
Yeah.
And I would have to.
And you would lay.
I don't see.
You would lay.
I don't see how they. Yeah, I don't see how they match up. I mean, listen, George Mason when they got there in 2006, they didn't match up with Florida. Wichita State when they got there in 2011, I forget who they lost to. It was a bad matchup. As good as Loyola Chicago matches up with
they
Michigan,
lost to Florida.
All right, Brandon, Florida. You got to run.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
BrandonLang.com. Right, he's been on fire lately. Thanks for your picks, brother.
Got it, guys.
Yep. Amen.
I just saw this on Twitter. Undersold. It not only brings AWOD into the mix, but also Valdez. Do you know the hustle? I'll give him credit. Because AWOD was responding to somebody on Twitter, and okay. I saw that he didn't do the bunny thing right. for your buddy Reese.
Yep.
Because he felt like it was beneath him.
Where he's going to
make $200.
Like an Easter Bunny costume yes. out in front of one of
someone
them.
Someone said they'd give him $400 if he just wore the Easter Bunny outfit right. on Easter.
So yeah. I saw that he shot back at the guy on Twitter. Well, ha ha ha, I made $200 in my own field. And the guy was like, what'd you do? And apparently he did a gig with Matt Valdez. Valdez, let's not even give the mic to AWOD. Valdez, what did you two do?
You guys are partnering up?
So... And Tyson's, and I didn't know this, but Tyson's is becoming huge, like a huge business sector with all these office buildings yeah. being built. And so there was, it's called the Borough.
It's all of a sudden becoming.
Well, no, it's getting bigger than what it was.
Okay,
there,
sure.
But so
have
the
you
Borough
ever heard
is
of it? It's a new place.
It's new. It's brand new.
No,
yeah, yeah.
All right. I got you. Whatever. But this place called the Borough is being built up.
Junior Borough.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole bunch of office parks and tall office buildings.
Okay.
And two of them had like a free throw competition. and Awad and I hosted it. Where? It was on the rooftop of their garage.
So you guys were the play-by-play.
We were the hosts, MCs, the entertainment.
I did an appearance like 2 summers ago with the same type of deal where a company had a 3-on-3 tournament on the top of their garage.
Uh-huh.
And I just did I didn't necessarily MC it, but I just did an appearance. It was really cool. It was catered and everything.
Sounds like a renegade appearance to me, like very under the radar. Like it was never mentioned on air. You guys just did it. That didn't go through Darius.
I did it too.
Well, I like it.
Well, it was only for Borough employees only. So like you have to work there to participate.
So somebody
in
from
it.
There reached out to you guys.
Yes.
You don't. How did they reach out to you?
They needed an MC through Sam.
Got you.
That's so funny.
So you were the play-by-play voice?
Yeah, Awad and I did play-by-play.
Let me guess, a lot of Jonin.
A lot of Jonin on everyone's ugly jumpers.
How many people were in the contest?
It seemed like 60.
Okay.
It seemed a lot.
And then was it like a knockout?
So what they did was they had to make basically a layup, then a free throw, then a three-point shot.
Gotcha.
Then you would advance, and then you would do a sudden death shot to advance to go one-on-one, and then it was whoever made the most free throws in 30 seconds.
But I respect Hustle. They made good side cash.
And what was up for grabs? What was the grand prize?
A $200 Visa gift card.
Nice.
And breakfast for your entire company.
That's pretty good. Cool. That's solid. How much did you two donks make? If you care to disclose.
And by the way, was it cash or check?
Cash.
Wow.
Can I hold up my fingers?
Yes.
Yes.
A piece.
Wow. You told me yesterday it was going to be this.
I thought it was going to be that.
How long?
And then when the envelope was thicker, I got size.
Blue pills.
How long were you there?
A couple hours?
Just over an hour. Probably an hour, 10 hour, 15 minutes.
Drabby's so jelly. He would have loved it.
How'd you get aced out of this drab t-shirt?
I'm not that jealous, believe me. CK said that Valdez and I both couldn't go at the same time. Like, because they left after the...
We were out of here by 11.
Right.
That's a nice side appearance for the producer.
I bet you a lot of companies do that.
It was an awesome idea.
Yeah. Might have been the same company that I did the appearance for. Wonder if it was. Can't remember the name.
Was it in Tyson's?
Definitely was.
It's a lock.
Probably was. I can't remember the name of the company.
These guys, though... They enjoy busting Awad's chops more than EB, I believe. Now EB,
they gang up on him every commercial break.
Every commercial break you walk by and they're screaming at him. Now he brings a lot of it upon himself. I think the latest claim from Adam Epstein is that 10, and he said, I could count them, 10 people offered to buy him shots last night.
I think he overhypes that.
No, because I said, if you're lying, if it's not 10 people, your dad's going to have a massive heart attack today. I say, swear! I said, swear on your dad's life. And he goes, I swear, I got recognized 5 times in 60 seconds.
I know that he was out and about because I saw a picture of his big bloated face with our friend Pete from Echo Stage that he sent to me about half an hour ago. And that dude's connected.
Well, that's just the latest string of Plugola works that Awad's
right. Scamwad.
Yeah, Scamwad. He's got a whole thing that Valdez and I have figured out where he's just taking advantage of people. And going to their restaurants and bringing all his friends and bar hopping and then mentioning them on, say he'll mention them on Play to Win.
Does he understand that we, I'm going to speak for us as a group, that we don't even have the cojones to do that. Like if I got to hook up at a restaurant, I'm not bringing 10 donks.
He's been to this one restaurant probably once a week minimum since he's gotten contact with them. Once a week. He's going out for him.
Because he's
texting these people asking to come by.
Yes, he's reaching out to them so to set up dinner and drinks with his boys.
Not that different than the golf hustle from back in the day. Now you've established all of your golf hookups.
Yes, I'm established. Now.
But I mean, years ago when we first started doing this gig, I think that Jason would actually have occasionally, like, let's say he's going to Ocean City, he would have Brett. Or whoever the producer was at the time, Valdez might have done this time. Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you call this golf course?
I'm going
to Ocean City. Never been there before. Tell him I really want to play. And I'm Jason from the
sports
show. And
Valdez would be like, oh, man, I have to call the pro at Lighthouse Sound.
And then, and tell
I don't
him,
even know well, that
tell
person.
Tell him he'll mention you on the air. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how we got to know Todd at Potomac Shores.
When
the course first opened. I called over there and I introduced myself and I told him I was calling on behalf of Jason.
Right. And you probably played 100 rounds.
Yeah, probably.
Here's the difference.
This is Matt Valdez.
You're one of the junkies.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You have power on the show, and you can do what you want.
I know, but it's kind of working for him.
I know, but he's kind of abusing the show.
Yeah. He's abused it so much that he can't mention those restaurants because we'll all get fired.
Right. I think he kind of knows, like, deep down, he's not going to be a long-tenured member of the show.
By the way,
is that like, why he's not going to be here 5 years from now?
Is that why he's wearing his number?
He's trying to get the most out of it.
Dude, this is his third year.
It's stunning. It's an upset.
Drab, does this explain?
If you had to bet.
5 more years? Like, we signed a new contract. I don't even know if we'll be here 5 more years.
That's true. But if you had to bet, we sign a new contract with Entercom, right?
Let's say we signed a three-year.
Let's say 3 year. Is he going to be there at the end of 3 years? And if so, that's actually sad.
Odds are no.
Right.
I got to bet against.
But he's trying to get the most out of it. It's like, you know, when you're trying to get all the water out of a towel.
I think he'll be here another year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, probably.
But what I really don't like about this whole situation.
Scamwa, that's a good name.
Is that he's using the show and using you guys to have his buddies go out bar hopping with him for free. Is that his buddies are benefiting
from
it.
So his buddies don't have to pay at all? Or is he just getting a discount?
They tipped $10 last
year. I can only imagine how much they
guzzled had. Like $500 worth of booze.
Hold on a second. What was your bill? What do you think your bill was?
I don't know. A lot. We had a lot of drinks last night.
All right, so hold on. So you had 10 guys last night?
No.
How many did you have?
I had 4 bros. I had the Play to Win crew.
All right, so it was five.
It was a podcast. It was actually a business meeting. That's why these guys are lying.
All right, hold on.
It was a business meeting with a bar owner to host an event.
You were meeting at Echo Stage at 1 a.m.?
I got drunk and things got wild.
Yeah, okay, so what
happened? Professional meeting.
Oh, what was the result of this business meeting?
Yeah.
The result is there's going to be an announcement from the 106.7 digital staff that AWOD will be hosting a FIFA tournament.
And so you drank, you drank for free last night, right? They didn't charge you for one drink, correct?
I mean, they got charged, but I got hooked. I did get hooked.
And what was your tip that you left?
I left $20. My friend left $20, and another friend left $20.
Well, why are you lying?
He's lying. He's absolutely lying right now.
I don't even know what to believe out of that.
He said they didn't play anything, and he tipped $10. At one restaurant, his friends tipped $10 at the other restaurant, and his last friend tipped $10 at the final restaurant.
Yeah, because I asked him because I have his mic down because I wanted to explain this without him yelling.
Yeah, I don't blame him anyway. Because I asked him, he has $20.
Because I asked him how much of the money he spent from the appearance.
Of course, he has $20. He made $200 at the freaking appearance.
Yeah, it goes so quick with him though.
Then he told us he didn't spend any of that money. He didn't spend any of that money. I said, "Well, did you tip when you went out at least?" And he said, "My boys tipped."
Yeah, he changes his stories all the time.
Did you change your story or not?
No. I
did you tip $10 or $20?
I mean, I'm not going to play this game with Valdez. Why are you letting him do this?
I'm just trying to get the truth.
He's a terrible producer. He's just moving the mic up and down. It's driving people crazy. I'm trying to speak here.
You crazy.
I mean, you're talking about AWOD for 15 minutes and you got my mic off.
All right, hold on.
That's the best
I'm just trying to find out. Did you tell
give
them,
me a raise for that.
Did you tell those two guys that you only tipped $10?
No.
Did you actually?
Did
you answer Valdez when he said, "Have you spent any of your $200 yet?" Did you answer him by saying no?
Yes.
Okay. So then, if you then claim that you tipped $20, which one is accurate?
Because
you
still have all $200 in my drawer at my house. All right, in my nightstand, I keep it safe and locked away. I used $15, all right, of random cash that was in my pocket.
Now it's 15.
I thought you tipped 20.
You have a lock on your nightstand.
We all put it together. I just took out the cash. We put it in the envelope.
But you
and
just
you
said 20. If you only took out 15, how do you tip 20?
We tipped more than
not
60.
We. How much did you tip?
I don't remember if it was 20. 50 or 20. I pulled out like 4 or 5.
But you just said that you tipped 20.
I pulled out the $5 bills. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 of them, but I threw it at him and
Adam,
said, all right, I'm AWOD.
I don't know what to believe.
You know,
Drabby, are you lying at all?
No, I have no reason to lie.
You're not lying one bit. Swear on your dog, Oakley.
I swear on my parents. He said, Valdez challenged him and said, "Did you spend any of those $20? And he goes, "No, I have all of them left. I tipped $10 to $15 at one restaurant, and my friend tipped $10 at the next restaurant, and my last friend tipped $10.
And by the way,
it's
very hurting that they're tipping $10, $15, and it's four, five, six broskies out.
broskies.
Pounding shots at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
The show.
I know. And then everyone's going to say all the junks are a bunch of cheap skates.
Hey, here's 10 bucks. Don't spend it all in one place.
That does look
That looks bad on you.
Yeah. It reflects on this guy. Yeah.
That's not true at all. I've never said one negative word about the junkies. You know what it is, Lurch?
It's not saying it's
you're associated with us.
They have no life. They have no friends outside of their co-workers. Chad Dukes is the only guy he texts every day. Are you kidding me? They have nobody to hang out with.
And you.
On Friday night, they sit at home and watch Lit Erotica and watch
golf. Are you trying
to
claim your divorce? They're married. They've found a mate to spend the rest of their lives with.
I know. Drab's wife goes out and parties. She doesn't care about him.
He's just an idiot.
He's just lashing out.
Hey, what?
It's
his
defense mechanism. How inconsistent you were. At one point, you said you didn't spend any money. Then you said you tipped 20. And then you said you took out $15 from... I guess you're keeping your money underneath your pillow.
I mean, it's like, minutiae. I don't know. What do you mean?
It's not minutiae.
Well, maybe when he was saying 20, he was just ballparking it.
Exactly. And, Lurch, you understand me because you go out.
I really don't understand
you. You have cocktails, all right?
All right, well.
And also, what I...
There was just three different stories coming out. I don't even know which one to believe.
And then also, what we've kind of caught him in is just being recognized and how much he's being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he had five people come up to him within a minute. And say, oh, hey, you're AWOD, and recognize him out. Now, I've been out with Jason in Ashburn. Jason doesn't even get recognized that much.
That's right.
And he's the star of the show.
And
he's tall.
Well, why don't you go out with them one day?
Well, here's the thing. So we did the event yesterday, okay? And so he's telling us how he went out, and he had 10 guys.
Yeah,
10 guys come up to him and say, hey, you're AWOD. You're AWOD from the junks and play to win.
He must
play
be
for
counting,
nubs.
He must be counting his bros.
Play for nubs. All right, and so we're doing the appearance, and we introduce ourselves, and then afterwards...
How much applause?
Not much. And we had one person come up and say hi to Adam, and that's because he's met him before.
Right.
Wasn't 10.
And there wasn't 10.
How many people said hi to Valdez? Zero.
Well, I was too busy carrying your ass for it.
But Valdez doesn't brag about getting recognized like AWOD does every day.
That is true.
Because we know we're nubs.
Nobody. Yeah, he doesn't really talk about it.
I'm not lying. You know what happened? Legit, in 60 seconds, okay? Rob from Lorton, White Jerome, and then three Clarendon bros came over and said, AWOD, you're out on a Thursday night. Let's buy you shots so you can show up drunk to the junkies again.
All right.
Not lying. Why would I lie?
Because you do
White
it all
Jerome,
time.
Another
okay,
guy is taking advantage.
But you said 10. Let's just assume that.
It's not the name of the bar.
I'm a big fan of calling him ScamWOD. Yeah,
I mean, you're combining the bar with a vodka.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.